It costs nothing to enjoy this Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast. If you've been injured in a road or work accident and made a claim, it costs nothing to know where you stand with Maurice Blackburn, Australia's number one plaintiff law firm.
The Wiggles, the original Wiggles lineup, will be doing a show here in Perth at the RAC Arena. I think it's April 9, but it's adults only. It's not for the kids. So I'm quite intrigued by this. Does that mean that the Wiggles go a little bit blue because they can?
Well, and one of them does.
Hey, Anthony, I'm looking at you, Ant.
And it turns out they do. I've had a bit of a sneak preview of some of the material. So this is the song that a lot of people will know, Fruit Salad.
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
So it's slightly going to change with kids at Nana's, have an adult party. Kids at Nana's, let's get some shoddy. The kids at Nana's, let's all get boozy. Honey, call your friends and let's get a little loosey. Okay, so that's that one. Wake up, Jeff.
Wake up, Jeff.
Everybody's wiggling.
Wake up, Jeff.
We really need you.
Wake up, Jeff.
You're missing all the fun now.
Wake up, Jeff.
Before the day's through.
Adult version. Wake up, Jeff. Cops at the front door. Wake up, Jeff. Where should I hide this stuff? Wake up, Jeff. I'm stuck in the grow room. Wake up, Jeff, because I'm going to run. And the last one that people are very aware of is... Hot potato, I think.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Yeah. We all know that one.
Yeah. Popular.
And this is the adult version.
Oh, me, that potato's hot.
So, yeah, really looking forward to that on April the 9th.
He's the Aussie comedian and actor famous for roles in The Secret Life of Us, The Castle and The Cup. And tonight he stars in Spreadsheet, a new Australian series filmed exclusively for Paramount Plus. Please welcome Stephen Curry.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Peachy, mate. Are you well?
I'm so good.
Is it Stephen or Stefan?
It's Stefan these days, Matty.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I think once you get to 45, you want to start getting respect out of people. So it's Stefan.
Stefan Curry.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think that's how Andrew G became Osher.
Oh.
Is that where it came from?
In the search for respect. No one was going to take him seriously if he kept being Andrew G.
I think it's work. When I saw him in Men's Health, I started taking him very seriously. Don't worry about that. Did you see that? He was buff.
I haven't seen Osher in the nick.
Just flipping through that Men's Health book while you're actually getting into a bag of Smith's chips.
But I only read them for the articles.
Though. Oh, yeah, yeah. Same.
Yeah. Mate, tell us about this new series. I mean, there's, you know, I look down at a synopsis in front of me and I see the sentence, oh, and she's having lots of casual sex. And
we're there. She's making up for lost time. So Lauren's recently divorced. Catherine Parkinson, one of my all-time heroes. She's a hilarious actress from the UK. Also a star of The IT Crowd and Doc Martin and many other things. And she finds herself divorced and she sets up a spreadsheet so she can have lots of no-strings-attached sex, basically. Unfortunately, then my character arrives and he's into a relationship and that's like a big bop-bow. Unfortunately, but he just hangs around like a bad smell. And yes, their relationship builds over the course of the series. Spoiler alert, they make out.
Of course they do. I mean, so, how could she resist? I've seen this headshot of you for this show. And can I say, as you age, like right now, you're looking like Jonathan LaPaglia.
Oh, God. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So I might be able to host some sort of a reality show after this. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Unfortunately, cuz, I'm looking more like Anthony LaPaglia.
Yeah. Well, we could do the biopic, the LaPaglia brother. That'd be great, Matty.
Hey, John, pass me another kebab, will you?
Yeah, that's it. No, look, I've got a very heavy beard in this show, and I don't usually rock a heavy beard, but Catherine Parkinson had it written into her contract that if she has to root me, I have to cover up as much of my face as possible.
Oh, no, stop it. You're a dreamboat.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just like it's all in the eyes, guys. Don't you know?
So, Stephen, it says here that the question that the show asks is can women really have it all? Sexual freedom, family and sanity. And so we come to you. Can they?
No. Sorry.
Of course we can't.
I think they can. We are in a time where, you know, with the gender equality, You know, because we've always achieved that, haven't we? we come to a time where, you know, people can express themselves, whatever gender they are, even if they're not a gender. You know what I'm saying?
True that.
And you know, the theys of the world unite. Anyone can have a spreadsheet. You'd be a spreadsheet guy, wouldn't you, Detink?
Not great with admin.
He doesn't even read his emails, mate.
Oh, yeah.
We have to tell him when major things are happening on the show because he will have no idea.
I can't even get clean sheets happening.
So, Kimba, what about you? Are you you'd be pretty organised. Come on.
I'm very organised.
Okay. Are you a spreadsheeter?
Look, not much. I have absolutely told people on resumes that I'm great at it.
Oh,
but,
brilliant.
But in execution, not so much.
Well, Maddie and I know that because we've been to a bunch of auditions where they've said stuff like, can you speak Cantonese? And we've said, yeah, of course. can you ride a horse? Yeah, that's how I got the role in the cup. never been on a horse, never been near a horse.
Of course I'm a matador.
By name, by nature. Yeah, it's you know, it's a great fun show. It's such it's hilarious, and you know, it's autobiographical from the writer Kayla Ellis.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And it's like, so she got divorced, and man, oh man, I haven't actually picked her brains on it, but far out, she put it out there.
Wow.
Okay. She really went for it.
We will see more in the new Australian series Spreadsheet, streaming from tonight exclusively on Paramount Plus. Looking forward to seeing that, Stefan.
Mate.
Good on you,
thanks,
mate.
Thanks very much. No, thanks, guys. Hope you enjoy the show. And, because one thing we all need is another platform.
It's always a pleasure talking to you, mate.
Oh, thanks, legends.
Hey, this is happening at the moment.
Bring out your dead!
Verge Collection.
I'm not dead!
Hey, Verge Collection around the suburbs. And it's been... it's just fun. I love this time of year for a couple of reasons. One is it's just nice to get rid of some crap.
Yes. And make it someone else's responsibility.
Exactly to, you know, to not have to throw it in the back of a car or roof rack or try and find a trailer somewhere, you know, and borrow a trailer to put all and then go to the tip. And if you don't have a tip pass, you got to pay a stupid amount of money to be able to actually drop it off there. And so it's just nice to leave some crap out on the front knowing that in a week's time, gone. Yeah. But the other thing is actually watching people in their minivans and their trailers, and they're just doing the rounds. Mm. And, like, it is like peak hour traffic.
Absolutely.
Which is the best part of it.
Yeah.
Like, if there's anything great to come from Verge Cleanup, it is that people are upcycling.
Yes.
And recycling.
Oh, yeah. God, all through my student days, I wouldn't have had furniture if it hadn't been for what people left out on the Verge.
Mm.
Well, I'm interested to hear your opinion on this in particular. And I want a Verge collection of stories.
You're verging on brilliant there.
I'll stop it. But this happened over the weekend. We've some of the stuff that we got rid of, we've gotten rid of some old DVDs and CDs. And by the way, getting rid of CDs and DVDs is cathartic.
Mm.
It's an experience because I've got like boxes and boxes and boxes of this stuff. And now that we've got streaming services and Spotify, and you kind of go, where did I keep all this stuff?
But don't you miss the quality of a CD?
No.
The sound of music will never sound anywhere near as good on Spotify or MP3 as it does on CD.
I can't believe you're saying that because we said all of that when vinyl went to CD too, you know.
Yeah, but vinyl wasn't known for its sound quality. It was just because people like that kind of authentic crackle.
Yes. Well, it had a depth. It had a tone that people liked.
Oh, I love this. Please, more. Thank you. We also got rid of some blow-up self-inflating mattresses.
Self-inflating?
Yeah. So, I don't know if these are camping mattresses. So, we've had them for about 10 or 12 years, and I reckon we've pulled them out in that time maybe once or twice to do a bit of camping, whatever it happens. So, they've been sitting in the back of the garage for near on 6 or 7 years unopened. And what these things do is you open them up, you take them out of the bag, and there's a queen and there's two singles, and you lay them out and you unscrew the caps, and they've got foam on the inside, and as they roll out, they take in air and they self-inflate, and then you, you know, screw the cap on and you can lie down on it.
It still feels like you're laying on the floor.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But it's, you know, comfortable enough.
Yes.
Anyway, saw these, thought, bugger, I'm going to put those out.
What?
Put them out. Yeah, because they, well...
You could have donated them, dude.
No. They don't self-inflate anymore. So
it means 7 years in a box and useless.
Yeah, they're useless. So I put them out on the front Verge. Anyway, like literally 15 minutes, we hear a van rock up, open, in they go, they're gone.
Yes.
And I'm like, great, not our problem.
Mm.
Half an hour later, we hear a van rock up again. It's the same people. Uh-huh. Obviously, they've gone home. They've tried them out. They haven't worked. They've dropped them back off.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. Sucked in.
So we thought we're done. We don't have to worry about it. They've gone, oh, God, these aren't working. Take them back. You I'm sorry, mate. No take backsies.
Put a post-it note on it. Does not inflate.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it.
No refunds.
Stewie in Byford. Hello. What do you got for us,
hey,
mate?
Hey, guys. How are we all?
Good, mate. What did you find?
It's quite a few years back now. Well, I've had it for 10 years now. I was at a mate's house and he threw out a dining table.
Right.
A big oval dining table.
Mm.
And I go, oh, what's wrong with that? And he goes, oh, nothing. The kids have just drawn on it and hacked the top of it and it's no good. And I was going to ditch it. I said, right, put it on the roof rack. Took it home. Took me 4 weeks to sand it back. I flipped it over and I seen a production date on it. It's now 150 years old.
Wow. That's insane. Good what a quality. Find. Yeah.
It's one of the ones with the big turned legs and feet on it.
Yes.
And the turned legs, there's only two of them, and they're like at least 10 inches in diameter.
Oh, yeah, wow. It.
There you go. All right.
Nice one.
So a Verge collection of stories, mm-hmm. okay? Whether it was a good find or just something happened or for some reason they decided to return the stuff that they took off your Verge. Matt, what happened?
Yeah, about 10 years ago, our plasma TV died and it was right timing to put out for the street collection and put it out the front and probably every 15 minutes someone was knocking on the door asking if the TV worked. Getting sick of getting all the door knocks. I was like, you know what? I'll put a big sign on it saying broken.
Yep.
Does not work. And 5 minutes later went out, the TV was gone.
I just needed to be sure.
Great. Hey, Chris, what happened in Broome?
Hey, mate, how you going?
Good, thanks.
Yeah. So basically, yeah, I was living in Broome for a few years there, and as a child, I was always riding my bike along, and I come across a brand new tool set and a Canon camera.
Ooh. Oh, you're brand, joking.
Yeah, brand new. I went and knocked on the door and said, we don't want it.
What?
So, yeah, so I've still got the tool and I've still got the cameras.
That's the kind of neighbours you want, isn't it?
Yeah. And then on the other hand, you go on Marketplace and someone will be like, I got this old thing that's complete rubbish and they still want money for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No
Unless that
ballers.
Stuff actually wasn't on the Verge, it was actually inside the house.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, how you going?
Oh, going well, mate. Your Verge story, what do you got?
Yeah, okay. Quite a few years ago, we were moving up to Broome, so we actually were putting out on collection quite a lot of stuff.
Mm.
And so the next morning, my hubby come in and he goes, how many TVs did you put out there? And I said, none. And he goes, well, there's two TVs there. There's an extra lawnmower. There's an extra bed head and a mattress and quite a few other things. Oh, my God. Yeah, but it eventually all went.
Well, I'm sure they've rocked up at your place to take something and gone, oh, we got no space. We'll get rid of this other crap. Leave it here.
Someone's opened a Harvey Norman on the Verge.
Pete, Matt and Kimber.
We want to hear about surgeries going wrong today.
Oh, do anyone who's heading into surgery today is going, no, I don't want to hear those, actually.
Yeah, maybe turn it down. Because I was speaking to a mate of mine who's going to surgery and he was going through the... like the sort of, you know, the pre-surgery checklist.
Where he's
in the bed and the doctor comes in and goes, all right, so I'm going to just flick through my clipboard here and we're going to be doing this and we're going to be doing this. Here you go. Could you please sign that down the bottom if that all looks okay?
Okay, yeah.
And he's looked at the clipboard and he's gone, no, you guys are doing a shoulder reconstruction on my left arm, not my right arm.
Oh, okay.
So
oh,
lucky no. for him that he caught that. Because that could have been rough as guts.
Absolutely.
Oh. Surgery's gone wrong.
Do you know I've never gone under the knife. I've got to this point in my life that I've never had a surgery.
Amazing.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's a really big one on its way. But...
So you hear those stories, right, about people who go in for some sort of surgery and then they feel like they've got this pain for a little while. And then they go, I can't quite figure out what's going on, doc. Can you sort of, it's like, no, it's just a little bit of pain. You're probably just healing. It's fine. And then, you know, a little way down the track after complaining a lot more, they put them through an X-ray machine and realize that they've left like a set of
calipers or something
yes, inside yeah. them.
And yes. I hate those shows, you know, like medical shows where they're quite happy to show you the actual surgery. Yes. And they zoom in and they show the doctors poking around. They're not gentle.
No.
You know,
no.
like, because they've got a job to do. And we think that they're handling us like precious cargo. I'm like, no, we're being handled the way that airlines handle luggage.
Well, it's plumbing at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
Really, it is.
Hi, Kayla. What happened to you? Day surgery. What happened?
Good morning. I went in for a routine, like, day surgery to have a look for my endometriosis. And I woke up in the recovery room to them saying, oh, there's just been an incident. You're not going to get your sandwich and go home today. You'll be in the ward for 3 days.
Whoa, what okay. happened?
What?
They punctured my uterus a little bit.
Why do I feel that?
I woke up shaking my head going, no, I meant to have a sandwich and go home.
Mm.
And I didn't go home until 3 days later.
Kayla, out of curiosity, did puncturing your uterus fix your endometriosis?
Well... Look, it's fine now.
Man, God.
Awful.
Right, okay. So, okay, there's one. Maybe I am having second thoughts.
Yeah, see, you dived into this thing and it would be really
this'll
fun.
Be fun.
And it's awful.
I'm just seeing my future.
Oh, no.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good. Surgery's gone wrong. What happened to you?
I went in for an ablation, which they actually... There's two nodes inside my heart, so they were both triggering a heartbeat.
Yep.
So they had to burn one off, but they couldn't find which one was the right one or which one was the incorrect one. So he sort of said, oh, I'm going to give you this drug and it'll feel like you're dying. He said, but you'll be all right. We just need to work out which one it was.
Yeah.
So he gave me the drug. A couple of minutes later, I sort of come to, and he goes, look, really sorry. He said, you actually died there for a little bit.
Oh,
he said,
but we've God. Got,
but we got you back. Now we know which one it is, so we're going to go and burn it off. And they burn it off, and the next day I walked out of hospital. I was fine.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, but you actually died.
Also, the fear, even someone saying to you, it's going to feel like you're dying.
Yeah, what did that feel like? What did he mean by that?
Well, they call it the drug impending doom, so that should sort of reference how you feel.
Is that its Latin name?
Look, the guy was very good. He apologised, so I was quite happy with that. And he fixed it, and they tested me afterwards.
And they gave you a 20% off voucher for future surgeries.
So good.
Yeah.
You died, and he brought you back. Of course the guy's very good. Jesus.
Ina, you thought that news only happened in the big smoke. Well, let's cross to Michelle Anderson. For news from the nether regions.
Oh, when they're not entertaining you up and down WA's gorgeous coastline. Alan and Michelle, of course, I'm talking. Michelle is in here talking to us about what is happening in those nether regions.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me again.
Thanks for being had.
Look, fancy having time for us. Poor Alan's been sick all week.
I've been doing a one-woman show. I've been run off my feet. I have had a co-host, but let's face it, I've been doing the heavy lifting. But today, all right, numbats.
Oh, little marsupials.
Cute little things they are, aren't they? Well, there's good news after bad news because numbats have been photographed in areas of southwest WA after there was a severe burn-off, which sort of, well, mucked around with their habitats a little bit, their little burrows and everything. And we were worried for them that they weren't going to be there, but they have cropped up again, okay? So Farmer Bill Smart, he lives near the area, he's been snapping away juveniles, hanging around. I don't know if they're making trouble or anything, but they're around, and it's a good thing.
What's Bill's surname?
Bill Smart.
Smart, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that even out in the rural areas where there's probably not a lot of crime or anything going on, but there's still neighbourhood watching.
Absolutely.
Like still taking photographs, making sure that everything's covered.
Always have your CCTV. You never know what the marsupials are up to. But it's a good sign though because I was just looking up. Apparently there's less than 1,000 numbats out in the wild.
Well, people were using them for insulation. Like pink bats, numbats, and it was just terrible.
You always save your best gear for this break, don't you?
Do you know what I was actually... You know, I haven't had Alan on. I had the guy that's been filling in with me went, numbat? It doesn't even fly. Is it even a bat? I'll go with big bats, though, mate. You've won me.
You had, so you had no idea that there was so much numbat gear in the comedy world.
I did not. He wasn't joking. He thought it was a flying object.
Oh, get me on the quolls. We'll be here all day.
So, yeah, good news for our little buddies there, the numbats. So, and breed on, guys. That's all I can say. Well, I've got this. Well, I've got the airwaves and can reach out to them. Have some kids.
Do it.
You know what I mean? We need more of you. Mm. And then in other stuff, now join me here, okay? Because this weekend just gone, Esperance had their agricultural show and it was the 69th one. Congratulations to them. They had to cancel it last year because of COVID.
Yes.
And I bring this up because I want everyone to support, you know, the regional agricultural shows. I love shows.
Mm.
Are you into it, you guys?
Mm, love a show, of course.
I prefer the bovine to be walking around, which is my favourite time to see them. But do they also do like a bit of a country bake-off situation?
Is it even a show if there's no scones or, yes, you know, sponges or things like that? I love it.
That's
I just
where I'm
love
at.
If you can smell deep fried oils and manure, you're in for
That's
a good
a show.
Time.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. What's your favourite part of the shows?
Oh, look, I do like the rides, but as I'm getting older, I don't mind seeing a bit of wood chopping and that sort of thing, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And Pete, you?
I like the rooster.
You know it. There's always an enclosure that's going to draw you in. But there you go. Support your local show.
I was doing homework with my stepchild, Steppy D.
Oh, God.
And, well, yeah, kind of. Have you done any homework with Mila yet?
No, because we're not quite there
They're
yet.
They're like finger painting still and all that sort of stuff, aren't they?
I never even wanted to do my own homework. The idea of doing someone else's sounds rubbish.
Well, I think that's the thing is that my perception of myself is when I'm asked to do the homework, it's like, yes, this is Dick Tinsky's time to shine.
Right. Let me impart my wisdom on you.
Yes. Come here, young person. Let me tell you how I got through the last 51 years. So I think I'm kind of like Robin Williams from Dead Poets Society.
Right.
But eventually Steppy D's going to get up on the table and say, Captain, my captain.
Yeah.
In reality, I think Steppy D's thinking more like this. Hey, teacher, leave it So we started with spelling. Now I'm not, Steppy D is already a much better speller than I will ever be, but I enjoy throwing in the word and then use that word in a sentence for me, will you? and then even more, so I take three of the random words and say, now use all three in a sentence.
Wow. A challenge. Right, so
that's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Good language skills.
Pretty good thinking.
Now, how are you going like for words? What sort of words are you throwing?
Oh, I'm not joking. Like, for example, muesli. Now, I would struggle to spell muesli.
But that was one of them yesterday.
I'd struggle to put it in a sentence.
Struggle to eat it.
M-U-E-S-L-I.
Is that right? Oh, what was that? Oh, that's right. One yesterday, because this ended up in quite a few of the sentences, was alibi.
Oh, alibi.
A-L-I-B-I.
That kind of thing. So that's where we were at.
Right.
But I don't profess to have any great knowledge about spelling. That's all sort of understood. But then maths came onto the equation. And that's when I think, because my nickname at school was Mathematics.
What?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
Mathematics.
At primary school, before I lost all sense of what I was doing.
He was the only one turning up to class, Pete.
Who was calling you Mathematics, though?
When I was at Mount Lawley Primary, when I was a young kid, I was very good at school. And then I went to Cannington and I sort of found myself and things went down. But in those days, I was very into my maths.
Mm.
So Steppy D and I said, okay, let's do some maths. And the word or the term improper fractions came up.
Ooh.
And that's when you start to have that panic about, I know that I spent years doing this, but I have absolutely no idea what that is anymore.
Oh, no. I couldn't do anything from maths.
No.
Never.
And then I'm going, but I don't want to reveal that I don't know. So I'm like, oh, yeah, improper fractions. What's the problem? What is it? Da-da-da-da-da. Okay. And and Steppy D's looking at me going, dude, it's the when the denominator is larger than the numerator. And I'm going, oh, which is that? Is that the one?
Yeah, because this is when you start, even just hearing those words. Now, I haven't heard these words for a long time.
No. Ned on the donkey.
Ned on the donkey.
Ned sits on the donkey. The donkey doesn't sit on Ned, so it's the numerator over the denominator.
Oh, my God.
Bang.
Wow.
There you go, kids.
I had to have a lot of skills to try and bluff my way through maths, and that's how I did it, by using language because it was the only thing I was good at.
I think Matthew Mannix is handing over the crown to Kimber.
This is Pete, Matt and Kimber. Pete, Matt and Kimber.
We've got to get to November 27th. Hurry up. God, I'm excited. Mixing 4.5's Masters Regatta. Oh, I've been dreaming about this moment for a long time, you guys, my dear friends. A little while ago. In fact, if you've just joined us and just started hearing about this, this was a dream of mine that I had around about 12 months ago, but because of COVID, it all went to poop.
Yep.
But thankfully, thanks to the wonders and marvels of commercial radio stations, we're bringing this back, baby. The first time since 2004, we're going to light Hillary's up on Saturday, November 27.
Mm-hmm.
It's a free event, and we're going to deck the place out, and we've got 10 teams who are going to be competing on the day, and they're building their boats as we speak.
The Mix 94.5 Masters Regatta, which, you know, obviously nostalgically has great feeling from a lot of people, Pete, not just you. People will be very happy that you're bringing this back.
Oh, I've spoken to at least one or two people that are so absolutely pumped. And as I mentioned, it's a free event. So on the date, bring your family down, bring the kids down. We're going to have a great time.
Oh, there's lots of entertainment and stuff there. There'll be music and games and stuff to do.
All sorts. And then, of course, the big race. We'll be broadcasting live on the day too. Now, I come to understand, so I wasn't here last week. And I came to understand that your Water Week was a little special.
You let me down, brother. I know you had bigger fish to fry in your personal life, but of course, knowing, and I'm really starting to get the feeling now. We say things around here, and like I'm really excited, but you are genuinely excited about this regatta, bringing this regatta back.
I'm jumping out of my skin.
So I thought, well, I better write him a song, and then he bloody didn't turn up. But here you go. Here's a little taste.
Pete said, "I will make this mission. No, I'll not rest from dawn until dark, till I've drunk enough Master's milk cartons to build a boat bigger than Noah's Ark."
I can't believe I missed it.
A little sea shanty.
You did a sea shanty for me. You're a bloody legend.
Yeah.
You know what my reward is?
What?
Getting us up onto the rooftop to get stuck into building a boat.
Yeah.
It is going to happen. And it was very exciting times as I took you guys up there for the first time to reveal to you what the boat design is actually going to be. Well, this is the moment we've all been waiting for, isn't it?
This is the reveal.
Any thoughts as to what it might be?
It's got to be like a pontoon at some point, right? Because we've got to fit three people on it.
Yeah.
It's got to have enough space to fit three people.
Yeah.
I'm expecting like quite a flat sort of squarish space,
But
I'm thinking you're going to put a real big mast in the middle.
Yeah, great. Oh, because masters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my pleasure to reveal to you the SS Solsilche.
It's a sausage. We're going to ride a master's sausage.
That's right. We're riding a sausage.
This is you because you got muscles. And this is you. This is Matt because he's got the beard. And this is me because I've got boobs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel strongly that Kimber will feel the most comfortable with that between her legs.
That's what I was going for. The SS Solsilche.
Solsilche.
We'll take to the water on November 27th.
It's all happening. Now, Maddie, you know, that day when you said, here's the great reveal, this is what we're going to build, Matt and I have had some reservation about the actual construction of the boat.
Yeah.
Because we haven't done it before, we don't know what we're doing, and we're not sure how big a task this could be because, we know those other teams have been working on their boat for 12 months.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you're not the only one who's had reservations because I'm not the most organised of people. And if I could quickly just say hello to our great producing team out there, Jeans and Joggers. How's the general feeling from you guys and the promotions team in terms of me getting my backside into gear for this boat build?
I'm a bit nervous.
Right. This is going slowly.
You're nervous. We've got to get in the water with mic and electronic equipment.
Yes.
And we don't know that it's going to float.
Yeah.
Now, the design has me concerned.
But what a way to go out.
I mean, the design's got
going Jeans down with the salsiche.
Yeah, like Jeans is concerned about the design. I'm concerned about the lack of preparation. But you've got a box here, Pete,
that I saw on
your desk.
Yes.
Which is full of all of the building equipment, which he's just picked up yesterday.
Yeah.
It's got a roll of all-weather specialty tape.
Right.
25 metres of tape.
It's waterproof.
Sticky tape.
There's some builder's line.
Whatever
is
that's
that for us to get it? We don't have to get it square.
Yes, we do.
It's made of cartons. No,
yeah, and we need to get it square
more
so it floats properly. But
some
those
more all-weather those, tape. And what are these?
Do you like the colours of those strings, by the way?
Oh, I do. It's
bright
very
pinks
colourful.
And yellows. Yes.
And
you've bought woodworking glue.
Yes.
We're not working with wood.
Oh, we've got a little bit of wood. You're allowed one plank.
Oh,
yeah, so
okay.
Down in my car, I've got a plank of wood, and that's going to form the middle bit of the sausage.
Okay, if we're working with wood,
around.
Maybe
yeah.
I've got something to offer here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, this doesn't look too bad. Looks like we're going to be, like, you've got a few things of glue. This is going to get messy, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's part of the fun.
All right.
All right.
We're going to start building today?
Yeah, in the boat shed upstairs.
Okay.
All right. So keep an eye across our socials as we bring this bad boy together, and the SS Solsil chair. Will float on its maiden voyage, Saturday, November 27.
So did the Titanic.
If you have time, check out another Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast on the Listener app. And if you have an existing claim for a road or work accident, contact Maurice Blackburn, Australia's number one plaintiff law firm. Mix 94.5.